This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal prosecutors say a Coast Guard lieutenant who is under arrest compiled a hit list of lawmakers. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested on gun and drug charges last week is suspected of being a domestic terrorist. Prosecutors allege in court papers that Christopher Paul Hassan drafted an email discussing biological attacks and had an apparent hit list that named, among others, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. According to court papers, federal agents found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition in Hassan's basement apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland. They also found more than 30 bottles labeled as human growth hormone. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Again, the federal prosecutors say that he was a lieutenant arrested last week. U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group. But a final assault could still be days away. Coalition statement came hours after the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces broke a stalemate with IS fighters still holed up in the village of Baghouz, securing the release of hundreds of civilians, including women and children. U.S. President Trump lashed out Wednesday at a report that he asked his former acting attorney general to put a Trump ally in charge of a federal investigation into hush money paid during the 2016 election campaign to two women who alleged they had affairs with Mr. Trump. From his Twitter account Tuesday, Mr. Trump reacted, saying the New York Times reporting is false. They are a true enemy of the people. The New York Times reported Tuesday that Trump called Matthew Whitaker to see if he would put the probe in the hands of Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of the state of New York, whom Trump had appointed. This is VOA News. The attorney for an Alabama woman who joined the Islamic State group in Syria says he has proof she is a U.S. citizen. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has denied entry into this country for 24-year-old Hoda Bethana, saying she isn't a citizen and doesn't have a valid passport. She and her 18-month-old son are now in a refugee camp. Her attorney, Hassan Shibley, has released a copy of her birth certificate, along with a letter from a U.S. official showing that when she was born in New Jersey, her father was no longer a Yemeni diplomat. Shibley says she will also have to face justice when she returns.
We have a legal system to handle those kinds of situations and hold people accountable, and that's all she's asking for. She's willing to be held accountable.
I'm Tim McGuire.
The number of hate groups in the country appears to be growing, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it counted 1,020 hate groups in 2018, the highest number recorded since it broadened its survey in the 1990s. The director of the Law Center's Intelligence Project says the count reflects an enlivened American hate movement that's been growing for the past 4 years. The Southern Poverty Law Center tracks white supremacists and other far-right extremists and defines a hate group as an organization that attacks or maligns an entire class of people. Some organizations on the list have criticized or even sued over the hate group label, accusing the Southern Poverty Law Center of political bias. I'm Ben Thomas.
Another showdown could be brewing at the U.S. Capitol over President Trump's plan to use an emergency declaration to get the funding for a southern border wall. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
House Democrats are reportedly planning to file a resolution Friday to officially challenge President Trump's plan to get billions of additional dollars in border wall funding beyond what Congress authorized by using a national emergency declaration to access government agency budgets. A challenge to the president will likely pass in the House, and at least one Republican will vote yes in the Senate, Susan Collins of Maine. Even if the measure passed in the GOP-led chamber, President Trump has promised a veto, which would be difficult to override. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More political casualties in the ongoing battle over Britain's proposed exit from the European Union.
I'm done.
Another chapter in the Brexit drama on Wednesday. Three lawmakers from the ruling Conservatives quit the party and sit down in Parliament next to seven opposition colleagues who formed an independent group. Sarah Wollaston, Anna Soubry and Heidi Allen have written to British Prime Minister Theresa May to confirm their departure over what they call the government's disastrous handling of Brexit. They say they're fearful of the prospect of leaving the European Union without an exit deal, and they want a second referendum.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.